I'm talking to Kate McSweeney, who is organising the conversation around the revival of rural Ireland, which will take place at the River Island Hotel in Castle Island on Saturday evening at 6:30. Kate, can you give me an explanation of what the conversation on the revival of rural Ireland is about?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose the conversation will consist of looking at the challenges that we're facing in rural Ireland, the decimation that has happened to date and is still happening, and I suppose with all those things then on the plate, how we can go about reviving it and what needs to be put in place to do so. So on Saturday night we have I think 10 speakers. It will be in the form of a discussion between all those speakers. They're all from different backgrounds, but all of these people are bursting with ideas and also with experience. And, you know, I think when you have the fusion of these people together in a room, what we could come up with could be really good and really positive.
And I know that Amy Reedy and yourself went out and about and you got the views of people in rural Ireland.
Yeah.
Would you give me a synopsis of those ideas and the kind of stuff you got back from the people you spoke to?
We've been around, it's mainly been around the Castle Island catchment area, so out to the villages. We've also been down in South Kerry as well. I suppose you're looking at, you know, how people really feel affected by the likes of the closures of the post offices and even still the closure of the creameries. You know, they still feel let down and hurt. And they feel that a lot of these decisions were the wrong decisions to make, and that, you know, I suppose it happened slowly, but now all at once. So if the post office goes, it's likely that if there's a shop connected to it, that's gone as well, which is the case in Corrow. And the business from the creamery across the road is gone from, you know, whatever, 10 years back, but that it's all building up and all of a sudden you've a really large vacant spot in the middle of the village, which is obviously going to have an effect. We've also looked at the struggles of, you know, people getting employment. I know we had a story of one guy down in South Kerry, and, you know, he won't find teaching work in South Kerry because schools are struggling to actually stay open. They're losing teachers and they're closing. And even though they're there in, like, the scenery surrounding them is absolutely fabulous. It should be top of the list of, you know, places you could move to. People are leaving, and, you know, it's a big problem. We've also spoken to farmers because obviously in our area, agriculture and farming is a massive part of what people do here. And there's some shocking figures out there in terms of, you know, younger farmers. We spoke to Dennis Brazel from Chagask. He's a Chagask advisor. And I think out of, was it 120 or 130 farmers overall that he works with, I suppose clients of his, he would say, I think 6 or 7 were in their 20s, between 20 and 30. The rest were older. So that's pretty scary, you know. You're probably facing major land isolation if things don't turn around, you know.
And I know that you captured all that on video during your conversation with these people. You'll be bringing that to the conversation on Saturday evening in the hotel and showing it on the screen, I presume.
Absolutely. The discussions we've had with, you know, normal people that are out in these villages or out in the town every day, they will be the focus of the discussion that will follow.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, these are the people that are living in the villages, dealing with the different aspects, are the people that know, you know, what needs to be addressed. And a lot of the time they're the people that know the solutions as well.